You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
Support for this podcast comes from the patrons at patreon.com/FMLFPL. Welcome to FMLFPL Milan.
This Walsh.
That was like a good feeling. Okay, that don't always feel good.
Yeah,
it comes out
weird. Construction
on
your deck. That's the topic everyone's asking about.
Yeah, it's moved on to next door, my neighbors, so it's much less loud. So it's much better for me. Yeah,
good.
The volume is everything, and more sleep for me. Good. Better pods, worse game weeks. All of those things are clearly strong correlation.
Dude,
causation.
You're having a good week, aren't you?
Nah.
With six to go?
I mean,
I feel like most
of the, you know, top 10K-ish people that is who I'm trying to catch have six to go.
Really?
So that's, yeah. And most people cap ESOC, which is also, you know, whatever. So I'm right around their scores. I mean, it's a weird one where, like, on live FPL, pre-auto subs, I'm basically a gray arrow, and you're the same. Just, like, whatever, stay the same average. After auto subs, I'm down 5K, and you're down, like, 70K.
Oh, that's, I'm fine. Don't bring me
all these
this.
People are getting all these auto subs. I'm just saying, it's, like, the week of auto subs. 10% of people benched a Stupinian. Fucking everyone started like Rashford, everyone started Kepa over Ederson, Araya. People bench Shaw and they're getting his 8-pointers off the bench. It's just like, oh my god, fuck off.
Can't handle all that nonsense.
All the auto subs are annoying, the bones are even more annoying, but yeah, I don't know. It's loosely a gray arrow now, it'll probably be a red unless something good for me happens on Thursday. But I don't even know what's good for me at this point because I also want Brighton to beat Newcastle for Liverpool.
There's not even a point in trying to mine Palace a good scenario for you with defense. It's just like whatever.
It's
you're going to get
way
some
too
points.
Complicated. Yeah.
You'll get some points, whatever.
All I know that would be good for me was another Pope pen save. But now I have McAllister, but I think it's still worth it. But here's your team.
What a team. Look at that team. Fucking midfield reverse out of position right back. Obviously going to get her turn. What a
huge
captain.
What a captain. Grob. Equaling the ESOC caps in a great position here. Get rid of Ederson.
First Watkins points. Huge haul. Yellow card. Assist 4. Huge
monster.
Scenes.
What an assist too.
Yeah,
He got fouled majestically.
Yeah, you can't teach that.
Incredible.
Everything's coming up. Dude, Stones has been
world class.
Double Italian.
Yeah,
bring
world
him
class
in.
For you.
Doesn't play. Just doesn't play him in.
Never plays
never
again.
Plays. Never will play in
Take
the league
Ederson
again.
Out. Not only does he. The Media. Funniest thing about Ederson is he gets more saves than Pickford when they go head to head, and he gets 2 bonus points somehow.
Yeah, of course.
Unbelievable.
So good.
But
it's
at least you
good.
Got rid
it's
of Antonio good. In March. A couple zeros out the team.
It's all good, baby.
Yeah, all good.
Yeah. It's all good.
It's
over
the point
here.
Of the season where it's like, yeah, our teams, whatever. I'm like already starting to think about next season a little bit. But yeah, I'm on 71. I capped Isak. March out to Mac, kind of a minus four as things stand, because I would have started Lindelof, who got seven.
Yeah.
We'll see what Mac does. Stand,
but yeah, I mean, I thought we were pretty. We were talking about it. I thought we were in the saving. You just didn't.
We were.
It.
And then the main thing that changed on Friday was Rashford out. So that was the thing we didn't know. And I was like, Jesus. So I'm down like two guys. I was like, feel like I want Mac for 37 also. Like, I know that this is a good chalk move. So I'll just do it. And then maybe Lindelof will come in. But obviously Alvarez and Mahrez start again. So, you know. Lindelof stays on the bench.
Yeah. But, Alvarez, know. Just low key, three straight blanks. You know,
yeah, okay. Just all right. Crazy.
Receipts, the receipts are there.
Okay.
All right. Yeah,
what's the average? Yeah. You know, throwing that 12 pointer.
No,
it's looking
I know.
A little
he's on
better.
12 to 4, 18.
And 4 points a game.
From well, it's from three, I guess. Well, that's kind of hard to just to talk. Yeah.
Well, yeah, because yeah, one's know. A double. Yeah, yeah.
Double, right.
But yeah. So
he's also looked like horrendous the last few games.
So bad.
Like the
it's
worst
funny
player on the pitch by miles after the double return game. Each game he's the worst player by a lot.
Yeah, and he was so good in other performances this season where Haaland's out or Kev's out or he's playing centrally, whatever. And then like Pep is trying to, you know, mastermind some sort of like put fucking seven attackers on the pitch while trying to do this, and he's just completely lost. He has no position.
He has no idea
what to do. He's not taking shots. He's not touching the ball.
Like
he
marks himself out of the game.
Yeah, he's just really bad at midfieldery stuff. But
the Gundonger, though, dude. We were fucking talking about Gundongers.
Were we?
Yeah, remember before when you were we were talking about a midfield to punt on, I was saying Gundonger.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Back when I was like, I want to get like Foden or Mahrez. Yeah.
And he's been just fucking 40 points the last two
and
games.
13.
Yeah. I mean, he didn't start one of the two doubles.
Right.
Yeah.
Like the thing with Gundo that's funny in hindsight is like, say someone took a punt on him in 34. Is like, do you even keep him for 35, let alone start him? Like, probably not.
Yeah.
You probably feel really bad about that and just get rid or something. So,
yeah.
It is what it is. Yeah. No league updates, middle of the game week. So, let's just talk about Man City, I guess. Speaking of Gundo. Ben said, should we hitch it to the Gundo wagon for the double? And Jitterbug said, do we think Kev still gets his minutes managed now that the league is done? If so, is Gundo just a fantastic pick?
All right. So 37, we have City double, Man United double, Brighton double.
Brighton double. And Chelsea double.
So three teams double.
Hey, come on. You're not going to get Raz or something?
City. Yeah.
Home Chelsea.
So they play tomorrow or Wednesday, right? They
have Wednesday.
So they have Wednesday, Sunday.
So it's plenty of time, I think. That's a normal week for them. Yeah, normal week.
Plenty of time. At Brentham to close it out.
Yeah, the thing that's awkward for a double game week is that if Arsenal lose or City win, their first it's game done. Of the double, the title is actually confirmed done. They'll be celebrating on the pitch at home. So then, like, what the fuck does he do for the second game against Brighton? Is like probably Scott Carson. So it's really hard, I think, to go for any City player like right now. Like, who do you even pick? No one's nailed. Yeah. Not even Ederson. Haaland, I guess.
Haaland. Who do Arsenal play? Nottingham Forest?
At NFO. So they'll probably win, you know.
Yeah. I don't know. I still think... I mean, Jack's obviously first choice. He's doing the whole thing. Yeah, I mean, maybe it isn't. Maybe it's just not a good one.
Yeah, I mean,
maybe this is a see you tomorrow on Man City, guys. If you have, don't buy, don't bring in. Like, I mean, maybe Man United's even just better because you have a better idea of who's playing.
That's kind of what I'm getting to.
Like, I want Bruno over any of these mids at this point. You know, he's playing 180.
I completely agree. And so this guy Alex did a who is this guy anyway? He did a deep dive on Twitter. You know, he's a City fan, City man. And he's a citizen. He has a hoodie that says City Zen.
You know what I miss? Pep's like droopy paint circle.
Yeah, I liked when he wore a lot more like cringe, horrible shit.
Now he just wears like a shirt. Right? Yeah. Like a plain colored shirt.
Yeah. Sucks. He just wears like neutrals.
Yeah, it's not good.
He wears like cream, black, and white. Those are his only colors.
Yeah. All right, go back to the city. What is the city?
He just compared it to the 2020/21 season where City also clinched the title early that year and then had a few games and then in the Champions League final. That was the year they lost to Chelsea in the Champions League. So basically, after the game after the title was actually clinched was Scott Carson, Eric Garcia, you know, Ake, Ferran, like just fucking fuck fest, just like ridiculous game. Yeah, I mean, Calvin Phillips is the mid to get. Yeah,
that's the mid to get.
So long story short, I mean, he expects strong against Chelsea because they'll want to just win it there. You know, they want to win it at home. They want to get the win out of the way. Probably rotation fucking nightmare against
Brighton. But if Arsenal win, then it's still alive, right?
If Arsenal win but City win, no, it's done.
It's done already?
Yeah.
Oh god.
Yeah, no,
yeah, that's fucking sucks.
City have a 4-point lead and a match in hand.
Yeah, it's all done here. It's all done but for the crying.
Yeah. So they'll probably beat Chelsea, which means that the second game of the double, I think, is just a complete fuck fest.
And the Brentham game is going to be, you know, a testimonial. He'll make subs with 50 million subs.
That was the interesting part of the thread, I think, is that that is actually not the case. He went completely first choice in game week 38 that year to prep for the Champions League final. Almost everyone that started game week 38 in that 2020 season started the final.
Yeah, but does he play them all? I mean, he does a few subs or whatever. So he uses that as prep. Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah, he uses that prep, basically. You know, it's a week off before like the finals and whatever. So, you know, for 37, who to transfer in? I don't know. You probably shouldn't.
Probably not.
Because
one.
It's a disaster. It's a complete disaster. But like, yeah, you know, Game Week 38, they use it to prepare away Brentham. Like, sure. I mean, that might be more of the week to punt, I think, basically.
Yeah.
Fabrizio said, what do I do with Jack the Lad? Please advise. And what do you do?
Your guess is as good as mine.
I think you're just hoping for one start this game week, which would be the Chelsea game. And then he should probably start Game Week 38 with the information that we know.
Yeah.
So I think hold.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. Yeah. Don't know. That was Mishka's question also, was what to do with Game Week 38. He said this question is a deep dive into Pep psychology.
Yeah, I don't want to do that.
No one wants to go there.
Been there before. It's not fun.
Speaking of Bruno, X50 said, do you guys like Bruno for the double? He seemed really involved against Wolves, but will that translate into points?
Yeah, I mean, he's playing, rashes out, you know, all the things. I think he's fine. Good cap option this week, probably. Good guy to have. We have no idea about Rash.
I don't think we've heard a single thing. I mean, he did tell the truth in the presser and say, like, he's a huge doubt. So maybe we'll get something in the presser, but I mean, they still need a win, right?
So like, they need to win every game.
If he's 60 to 70% fit, he'll probably start.
Yeah. I mean, they have two weeks off for him, play Saturday. Then they have the next game's not till Thursday. And then they have a short turnaround before Fulham at home. But I mean, what's the point of saving him if it's gone before you get there? So,
right.
Yeah. I mean, it makes sense that if he's healthy enough to start, that he'll just start him, and if he gets hurt, he gets hurt and he's fucked.
Yeah.
it's almost the summer anyway. So
yeah, yeah.
We just got to wait till Thursday on that one for him.
Yeah, we just got to wait till Thursday.
Either way, yeah. I mean, Bruno's been safe pair of hands mostly, even though he hasn't been getting like great returns or great hauls or great points. It's on pens, you know, they might get one. Tony's playing again. Yeah, it's fine. It's good.
I think he's a really, really good pick. Someone I'm definitely targeting. I mean, if we don't get positive rash news, I could see myself doing rash to Bruno and maybe capping Bruno.
Yeah, I think Bruno's probably the best cap.
He might be the best cap, but I think everyone will be on Haaland still. I mean, Haaland starts every game when he's fit, right?
Yeah, I think that's bad this week, though, because like we're talking about, he's not going to start the second game.
But he also might hat-trick the first game.
I mean, come on.
I mean, you say mean come on, but it's Haaland, you know?
Yeah, come on.
Granberger said, it looks like I need to replace both March and Martinelli. Can you talk about midfield picks? Caffing said, yeah, who are the best? Yeah. Caffing said, who are the best Rashford replacements if he's ruled out? Do I punt on a city mid or drop down to Eze, Dwight McNeil, or a cheap midfielder, Dujour?
Martinelli was a 6 million midfielder. He hits 200 points.
Unbelievable. That's unbelievable.
Did they start? Oh, yeah, 6-5. Fucking hell, man.
That's like Mara's season, right?
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah,
that's
the only comp. Mara's was 5-5 that year.
5-5. Yeah.
Mara's had more than that, though.
He had 240 points.
Yeah. I think he was the highest scoring mid in the game that year.
But he was also on pens, so.
Yeah.
Well, he didn't miss some of the pens.
I think he missed one. Yeah, I guess. He missed some. Yeah.
But yeah, I don't know, some mids. I mean, we mentioned Bruno. We mentioned not punting on the city mid. I mean, Jeff's question was also, would you sell a Brighton mid that doubles for a city mid who's less snail but also doubles, or sell a Brighton mid for just a better pick who has fewer fixtures? The rest of my team is obviously perfect. Are we selling Brighton mids in Game Week 37? I'm not.
Yeah, I think that's stupid. Yeah, I mean, I don't understand. I don't really understand where that's coming from.
I think
you just keep, they're both homes. They don't have to go. I mean, they have a couple days off, which isn't great.
Yeah.
It's just, dude, De Zerbi is obviously a little bit of a bastard, man. We're seeing that, but yes, they also have been playing a million games and they have these fucking guys who have never done that, aren't used to it, blah, 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 blah. And, you know, frankly, obviously he got it wrong that one half when he made the four subs, I guess, but he has to use a squad. I mean, they have these fucking players. And what's he supposed to do? You know, just never do it and do the fuck like he's fucking Man United. He plays, you know, whoever, 4,000 minutes and then they die. Like, that's stupid.
Yeah.
I mean, we don't know who's going to start all, start half, start whatever. But we have them. I think it's just, you have the double. You just hope they play. You know, hopefully, you know, he's seeing it as, you know, it's the last few games. Play Matoma, play McCout, whatever, you know?
Yeah, run them out there, yeah.
Yeah, and if someone gets hurt, they get hurt. You know, and they're out for the fucking year or whatever. Yeah, they get a break anyway, it doesn't matter. I think that's a big deal, like at the very end of the season like this, when there's, especially when there's no, you know, shit in the summer where players can maybe play up an injury when they're failing or not. You know, they're 2 months off after this shit. So there's getting injured is just not something that the managers have to really consider anymore. If you're in the red zone, then fucking play in the red zone. If you get hurt, then you get hurt.
Yep.
So, yeah, you know, they still have Europe to play for. You know, the Conference Championship League, it would be a big deal for this team. So, you know, they want to make Europa, all these games. Right?
I mean, they can make Europa.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's maybe a little bit.
No, I mean, most likely for sixth right now. Because Spurs lost.
Isn't that the Conference Championship League?
I think seventh is conference. I think they'll Europa make Europa.
Has two spots?
Yeah.
Fifth and sixth?
Yeah. There's Man United and Arsenal this year. And West Ham and conference.
Didn't one of them win the FA Cup? Isn't that a thing?
No, Liverpool won the FA Cup.
So two. So it goes trickles down far.
Yeah. Right. It's four God. Champions League, two Europa, one Conf.
Ridiculous. Okay.
Yeah, so it's a big deal for them. Yeah, I don't understand what that logic is. But what other midfield punts do you like? I mean, we fucking talked about Eze so much and then both didn't get him, which is the ultimate lore move, right?
Well, I had to get Grob, you know?
You got to get Grob in a double.
5 points.
Home Bournemouth.
Yeah.
Beach Bournemouth.
I can't believe, dude, he's like the eighth highest scoring mid in the game.
He's unreal.
all of a sudden, he's just, ever since he started playing consistently, he's been absolutely fucking hauling ass.
Yeah, he stopped starting around like game week 20.
Yeah.
He went on a run of like barely starting the next eight game weeks. And Palace lost or drew every game. It was a fucking disaster. Sack, fuckface, and he starts every game and scores. He just gets so many goals. He's got so many goals.
Yeah.
It's fucking six goals since game week 30.
It just sucks because it's just tacking on price for him for next year.
Yeah. And maybe he'll, it's too late. Yeah.
Yeah. No, I mean, he's going to be 6'5 minimum at this point.
Yeah. He has 150 and 28 starts.
Yeah. 6'5
minimum. Yeah, it is good. I mean, we mentioned Palace's fixtures last week when they were home Bournemouth. They're at Fulham, home Forest still. And if Forest are safe in 38, it's even amplified how good that is.
That game will be like 6-3 or something.
Yeah. So. Yeah, I do still like Eze. I don't know if there's no other punts that like immediately come to mind unless you wanted to punt on like a Chelsea player.
Yeah, I mean, or Man United. Like, I mean, like Martial or
Antony,
Sancho.
I think Antony's a good punt because
he's as good as soccer. You said right?
Yeah, I don't really rate him at all, but he shoots so much.
Yeah,
he's like the perfect guy that you want in your game week. You know, you want in your team for two game weeks max. It's like a double. Maybe he'll get some fucking lucky shit. He's getting a lot of XG, a lot of XA recently.
Yeah, he's really interesting to me. I don't know.
He is a really weird player to project. Hard player to project, I think.
Yeah.
He just fucking pulls up. He just doesn't give a shit about the quality of the chance. He just takes it. And there's never been a more confident player than he is.
Yeah.
Which that's what you want, right? Like, if I'm punting on a doubler with high ceiling, I just want someone who's going to take seven bad shots. Maybe two of them go in.
I haven't been thinking about this, but for next season, like, he's kind of an interesting one to consider in that, like, kind of post-type sleeper because
he might get to 100 points this year.
I mean, it doesn't matter whatever points he gets to this year, right? But I mean, just saying, like, looking at what he does when he plays, right? You know, he's obviously going to get a price deduction. You know, if he's like in that 6'5 region.
Yeah.
And they don't buy.
I don't think he will because of Man United.
You think all the Man United tax?
Yeah, I think
whatever.
So.
6'5, 7'5. He'll be fucking cheap. There. You know, he'll be in the cheap midfield bracket price. But, I mean, you know, we're obviously going to see Rashford get a hike up probably like 11 or something next year.
He's unbuyable,
unpurchasable. But, you know, I mean, we're not going to see probably Man United make too many changes to the 11.
No, I expect him to start every game.
Yeah. I mean, he kind of got his like betting in season. I feel I could see something going on there. You know, maybe he takes a step forward and he's a good FPL pick next year. I don't know. It's kind of interesting.
Yeah, I mean, as much as he pisses me off watching him in real time, I mean, he's like 21st in the league in non-penalty XG per 90.
Yeah.
That's not bad. You know, playing for a team that's probably going to spend money and improve.
Yeah, he gets subbed so much. I mean, he just doesn't play defense, so it's probably
And he loves the yellow card. I mean, he's very annoying. Yeah. I don't like him. Yeah. But yeah, he could take a step forward and no one would really be that surprised, I don't think.
I mean,
obviously has skills.
He fucking scored a shit ton for Ajax last year. I mean, he's used to being like the main man, sort of.
And he scored his first three games for Man United.
Yeah, and then he just kind of fell apart.
And then he scored one in, like, months.
Yeah, I mean, I think there was a definite, like, oh, this league is way harder than anything I've ever done before. But he has quality. You know, I do believe he has quality. I agree with you in terms of the annoyance of, like, watching him and just, like, do this instead of that. He, like, that kind of happens a lot.
Yeah.
But, you know, I mean, I don't know, and I don't know about Dalot. Like, they feel like they just like don't know what to do together. I feel like that partnership hasn't really flirted. Dalot just is
they just don't have a right back
in.
Still, kind of.
Yeah,
right?
I mean he's
like
kind of been in and out also.
Dalot,
right?
Wanbi, you know, whatever.
So disjointed. There hasn't been any consistency to get rhythm there.
Yeah, really hasn't been.
Yeah, I don't know, but Anthony
and no striker really.
Yeah, no strikers. Yeah, no strikers a problem. But I mean, Martial is also, which is like, but he is like the perfect striker you would want, in my opinion, for Anthony, for him, for Anthony in FPL. I mean, you know.
Yeah, he's just
because he sort of just stitches things together. He does 1-2s. He kind of roams out. Like he'll free up the space for the winger to come into, kind of thing. Like if they have a some of similar mold like that, you know. I don't know.
We'll see. Yeah, we'll see who they get. I mean, if they got someone that was as good as Jesus or something like that,
yeah,
it would just be like a dream for Rashford and Anthony. Yeah. Right? Just like he'll do all the work. He'll do all the running. He'll lead the team in pressing every single game, 90 minutes every single game. He'll drift left. He'll drift right. He'll link up. Like, who knows? Yeah, maybe he'll stop shooting from, you know, fucking 20 yards every shot, and maybe it'll be 15 yards every shot, and that's a big difference. So
yeah, but at the same time he does shoot from distance, but I mean he still does rack up the XG. It's lot of volume, but you know, he still is good on counters, fast.
He takes a lot of bad shots. That's basically the profile.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know. There's shots something are there. Still shots. There's something there.
Really interesting one for next season. They have like a good opening six games. He's 7 million. Like Bruno's 11, Rashford's 10.5 or 11 also, or some shit.
Yeah.
You know, they buy a new striker, he's going to be 10.
Yeah. Anthony, I could see him sneaking in there.
He could be in the team.
Yeah. Okay.
Interesting. Bear. Yeah, I know, right? All of a sudden. But I forgot the reason we were talking about that is because we were talking about like midfield punts. But like, I think he is a great punt this week.
Yeah. I'm with you. Why not? Why not?
Yeah. What about, is there like a Raz punt? Depends how desperate you are. How desperate are you?
It's sick.
How it's chasing so sick. Are you for the Raz derby at Man City? Followed by at Man United. It's so bad.
Dude, I like Raz is such a tragic figure this year.
Yeah. I do feel bad for him.
I don't think... I mean, are we seeing him just like he's kind of done? Like, is his career kind of over?
I don't think so, because he was so good last year. He was still really good last year in limited minutes.
But he has a lot of minutes under his belt.
I just think that Chelsea are so bad. Like, basically, you have to believe either like Felix, Raz, Kai, blah, 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 all took massive step backwards at the same time, or Chelsea are just so fucked up and so bad that it was impossible for anyone to succeed. And I feel like it's the latter.
So, I mean, this is another one. We're talking about Anthony. I mean,
yeah, he's 27.
He's 8'5 next year. I mean, is he first name in?
Oh my God, yes. I mean, he's first name on the postmortem. Second
season.
Raz.
I mean, he can't be more than 8'5 next year.
He has 6 goals.
He could be, I guess, but it would be difficult.
It'd be really... I can't really think of a player in the past that had this bad of a season and maintained like a premium-ish price.
Yeah. Like this is a rash falling apart almost.
Yeah, right.
Right, where Rash had the 20 goals or whatever, and like, well, he was like been 6'5 for years. Am I remembering this correctly?
Yeah, Rash...
Yeah, he was 7, 8, 5, 9, 5, 9, 5, and then this year he was 6'5. Right. He had 6 returns last year.
No, he was, was he 6'5? Yeah, he was 6'5. Yeah, right.
Which was
$3 million price decrease.
Yeah, I mean, that's
obviously
dramatic.
It was stupid, and that's why everyone like had him. But
people, we were slow to Rash also, though.
I don't know. I've had him since World Cup.
Had him for a long time. Yeah. Anyway, yeah. I don't think punting on Chelsea makes a lot of sense. I still like Bruno more, but if it's desperation, but yeah, Raz isn't definitely. I mean, Chelsea with Poch next year, see who they call, what they have, what they look like.
What the hell are they?
But
next year,
a Chelsea, an underpriced Chelsea squad in FPL
with Poch.
No Europe with Poch is triple gold. Up all season territory.
Yeah, that's gold. They're like. I'm not saying that they're going to be title contenders, but in terms of price, they're the Arsenal of next year,
Arsenal of next year.
Because they're probably going to have 3 really underpriced players that are all really good.
Yeah. Kai, Obbs.
Obbs, get out of here. Oh my god. All right, Bear said, who's still playing for something real so we can target them? And we've been kind of talking about that, right? Like, so Brighton, Liverpool, Newcastle, Man United.
Villa.
I guess Spurs.
Come on, don't be silly.
And they could win their first title or first trophy if they get to the Conference League. So that'd be good for them, I guess. And the relegation teams. That's about it. I don't know.
Dude, you know what's fucking absolutely insane?
Gone.
Spurs have just been sitting with Danjuma for months.
How many minutes?
10. 97
His minutes are 12, 32, 18, 13, 1, 1, 9.
No, he didn't play for 6 games before that, and he had an 11-minute cameo.
Oh, yeah, I missed the 11.
He was scoring 20 goals a year every year for the last, like, 5 years since he left Bournemouth, every year.
Yeah, but you can't drop Son, dude. He's back.
It's insane. This fucking stupid clown show team.
Yeah, he had 10 for Villarreal in 21-22. I don't know. Hard to imagine anyone worse than Son right now.
What do you think Son's going to drop to next year?
Oh my god, 6-6? Or 6-5, I guess, for the former premium hike. Yeah.
He has 15 returns. It's not...
He does?
It's 10 goals and 5 assists.
Wow. Yeah, I don't know.
He's 12 million this year.
But he used to always kind of be in the 9 range, right?
9-5 was his, like, yeah.
Yeah, 8 to 9-5. I think he'll just go back to that.
Yeah.
Again, if they get a good manager, might be straight in the team. It's crazy how bad Spurs are, and Kane has 27 goals.
He's such a fucking bastard, man. It's ridiculous, this guy.
27 goals, 8 assists. You want to talk about frustration with the bonus point system? When I saw him get 2 bones, I was so tilted. 44
bonus points.
I was so tilted. Goodness
gracious, he has 44 bonus points. I even went to the
fucking FFS page to see, like, how? Like, what is the bonus point breakdown that someone in a 2-0 loss with a yellow card... All he does is take a pen.
2-1.
How does he get 2 bones? And
what did he just complete? Pass completion percentage?
No. He had 66% of his passes were completed. He was a nightmare. His baseline bonus was -1 in the match.
I mean, 24 is really low. That's what you get for the goal. It's insanely low.
That's how your whole team is bad. Villa doesn't do anything. They're bad also. And you just score 1 goal. And because you're a striker, that's it. He had 1 shot in open play. Pen, no positive bonus stuff at all. Yeah. 0. And he has 2 bones. It's just, like, so stupid.
Kane.
Such a bad system.
Kane, dude. Unreal year from Kane.
Unbelievable.
Actually, an unbelievable year from Kane.
They need to sell him because this is just the least sustainable thing.
They're never going to sell Kane.
They need to sell him this year and rebuild. Anything else is a disaster.
They will absolutely not do that.
It's just a disaster in team building if they don't.
This team has been a disaster in team building and as a team for years and years. Why would that change?
Yep.
They're going to hire Dino.
Oh.
Dino's going to get them relegated. Their spectrum, hire him.
Their spectrum of who they could sign is so wide. Like, they could get Nagelsmann, and they could get, like...
Didn't Nagelsmann already say no?
Oh, did he?
Chelsea? I don't know. I can't. I mixed up all this fucking mess over there.
Keep up. Yeah. But they could sign anyone.
Deschamps.
And I wouldn't be surprised. Sure.
Deschamps and Lise. And Deschamps back together. Back together again in club football. Oh, my football.
God. Lloris, dude. And Forster. They need to speaking keep of so Christ, badly.
Lloris needs to go down to 4 million.
Well, he should be, because he's going to be backing up, like, Dean Hendo. They're fucking keepers. He's going to be backing up Iverson next season.
You should trade them Guaita. Just trade him.
Yeah, just a straight up trade.
Oh my God.
Bad.
Bad.
Hardly Boys wrote a really long annoying, not annoying, annoyed question because he's an Arsenal supporter, but basically ended with what were the major takeaways from the Arsenal Brighton match for both squads? What do you think of that game? 3-0.
Yeah, I mean, it's I think one of those where it was kind of ships passing in the night. Dude, we've been talking about this forever with Arsenal. Saliba out is the biggest deal that happened to them all year by every metric I could possibly imagine quantifying. I mean, they're just a complete shambolic mess without him. The spine is ripped apart. I mean, the Gabriel, who, you know, in the best of days is like a, he's like Brazilian Tyrone Mings, honestly, to me. And he gets kind of shielded and covered by Saliba's good qualities. So Gabriel doesn't get put in these positions.
I still think he's good.
I think he's just bad. I think he's been, he's carried. To me, he just gets carried by everything else. But when you put him in a position where he has to be your best player, he's just bad. You know, he's just not, he can't do it. So when he's playing with Saliba, you know, his deficiencies get masked over and covered over by Saliba, allows him not to get exposed and taken advantage of. But when he's playing with someone like Holdinho or this fucking Polish guy who the fuck knows who Kivy. He is, you know, it's a mess. I mean, it's just a complete mess.
The thing is also Partey, magically, yeah, you know, like, I don't know, they get demolished by City and then he's just hurt. He doesn't start three straight games. It's just like, okay, I mean, that's another shield. Zinchenko out. It's just Zinchenko, like they fell apart.
Those are all knockdowns. I just think that's the biggest
Saliba's
one.
Saliba's the big one, yeah.
Is the biggest one, right? And, you know, it is interesting. Did you listen to the Arsenal guy they had on Anfield Rap today?
Yeah.
Like that idea that he was, you know, I kind of forgot about last year, but, you know, they had that enormous collapse at the end of the season, right? And it's so bizarre for a team like this to have this scenario back-to-back seasons where they overperform their expectation preseason so dramatically, but at the end of the season it feels like it was a really bad season because they had their bad bits in the last month and a half or the last month, right? Where they
put us off the scent a little bit going into them this season too, right? Yeah. Because we're like, we remember, oh, they lost fucking, what was it? It was like a 3-0 to Spurs and they lost something to nil against Newcastle in the last games of last season.
Right.
And so we come in being like, Arsenal like fifth, maybe sixth, you know, and then they do this.
Yeah. Yeah. But, and you know, we liked their signings preseason, obviously.
Yeah.
But the thing we also talked about preseason is the thinness of the squad. You know, I mean, they could be thin because they didn't have to deal with any other competitions. But at the same time, you know, you lose one or two of those pieces and it's a house of cards, you know, and that's what I think we've been seeing here. And I think it's like, it's still like, it goes back to that VVD injury season where it's like I think after like watching this much football, this many thousands of minutes of football over the years is like given me a newer appreciation of, you know, what the center backs and the defense actually do for how the team sets up and progresses the ball, what they can and cannot do in and out of possession. Yeah. I mean, it's just you can't play the same systems, you know? And, you know, I think that again, with Saliba out, you know, the high line, the way that they were bossing and who, you know, him coming out and how they patrolled things in that area, you know, with that missing, you know, other players have to do things that they suddenly, you know, aren't as free flowing. They aren't as expansive. They can't take as many risks in possession as they used to in the beginning of the season. And, you know, that knockdown effect is just dramatic. So, you know, I mean, that's kind of how I've been seeing them over the last month or so. And, you know, and again with Brighton, you know, I think that game, if it was fully fit, you know, 11-on-11, I don't think Arsenal are going to sit there and say, like, okay, let's just try and concede possession. It's okay if they have 65%, you know, we'll try and hit on the counter. I think it would have been a real fight, like a real dogfight for that 65%, but that wasn't how this game kind of unfolded to me, you know? What about you?
I agree with everything you're saying. And again, like, it's sort of been coming, which is an oversimplification, but like, we've seen Arsenal keep losing guys. They're losing key starters. They're dropping points. And yeah, I know Brighton just got beat 5-1, but like that was obviously an anomaly. It's not like anyone saw that coming.
And
the team sheet and 2 days off and all this shit. They finally have, you know, some time off and they lose March, but the rest of the team's is starting 11 and they just they're just really good. I mean, it's just more like, proof that this isn't a fluke. They're just a really good team who's really well coached and has a lot of good players. And the players that aren't that good are put in positions where they can do simple things easily and aren't asked that much of. And it's just, I mean, it's just more praise for like their system of buying players, finding talent, and deserving coaching.
Yeah.
I mean, they're like, Harley Boys was saying, like, Arsenal had all these high turnovers, you know, blah, blah, blah. But, like, everyone has high turnovers against Brighton because that's the risk that they take. Go crazy.
Yeah,
that's the risk that they take. And it's not going to come off all the time. And sometimes Everton are going to score five fucking goals.
Yeah.
And, you know, that's the downside. But most of the time, it's a risk that benefits them because more often than not, they play fucking through you. And then they have numbers, and then they, you know, outpress you, and they outrun you, and they're in the box, and
they're just
incredible, man, and they're just fucking incredible.
I'm interested in De Zerbi. I mean, obviously, I've seen a couple of Shakhtar games over the years from just being in Champions League group or whatever. I don't even know how long he was coaching there, but like, how does he go? How is he this good? And he goes to Brighton. Like, you know, how does he fall to a team like Brighton? It's you know, when we see, you know, 70% of the teams fired their managers in the Premier League, or 60%, whatever the number, right? It's like 12 or 13 or something. How is it that he goes to a team like Brighton? It's crazy to me. Like,
I just feel like it's another feather in Brighton's cap of just like, because they're famously like analytical heavy, data driven team, right? They knew something that other teams didn't know.
Yeah.
Right? Like, they were able to see, this is what De Zerbi did with fucking, you know, whatever Serie B team. And then
I mean, it wasn't Atalanta. Shakhtar's team might be better than this Brighton team.
And what was the fucking, I can't remember the Italian team he managed, but he got them to like Europa League.
Wasn't he at Samp?
Yeah, was it Samp? Yeah. And he got them to Europa League, but like, us outsiders were like, he's probably good. I don't know. Shrug, you know, but they're looking at him as like, what is he actually doing on the pitch? You know, they're seeing like Pep style.
And the ball, dude, the
press.
Fucking balls seeing, to sell Trossard.
Dude, all they do is sell their best players. That's all
they
do.
He just got there. He'd been there for like a month.
Someone tweeted like, Brighton in the last like year and a half is like, sell Cucurella and Graham Potter to Chelsea, do the double on them, absolutely fucking wipe the floor with them. Sell Trossard, their best player, obvious unanimous best player to Arsenal, and Ben White, and fucking end their title chances and beat them 3-0.
Just like, with this United Nations team of a player from every country in the fucking world.
It's fucking unbelievable. They're just we've been saying it for weeks, right? It's like, if you didn't have a team that you already support, and you just like landed on Earth and we're like, I'll watch the Premier League. Like, how would you not end up on Brighton? Like, they do everything the right way. You just, every team wishes they were like Brighton.
What did we miss with this sudden influx of cleans, if anything? Because from Brighton generally. I mean, they've been keeping cleans like pretty well over the last month or two.
I mean, I don't agree. I mean, I think you can go back a couple pods or something when I was wildcarding and I was like, we've been down on Brighton D, but they're actually pretty good and putting up good numbers. They're not that bad. Because I almost doubled their defense on my wildcard. Yeah. I was like very close to doubling defense on wildcard.
Okay.
And, you know, again, they kind of get away with it in like a Liverpool-ish kind of way, where like you're going to get chances against Brighton, right? Because they're so aggressive and press so high and so many players. But
yeah, and they don't
overall they control games.
Throw the ball in the net anymore.
Yeah, but overall they control most of the games that they're in.
Yeah,
that's a good recipe for success. I was laughing this week. It's like, when's the last time that Liverpool win and clean and City win and clean? Because it used to be. Yeah. Every week. It used to be like 60% of the weeks.
Yeah.
But I feel like it hasn't happened this season, probably.
I agree.
It was like normal week.
Yeah, City cleans are out of control down this year, right? I mean, what are we looking at here?
I think Man United have the most cleans.
Yeah. I think they have 12 like cleans. The
fifth best team, sixth best team.
Because, I mean, they're used to being in like the 18 range or 20 range. They had 20, 19, 16, 20, 16. And now they have 12. It's crazy.
They have 12 in 35 games.
Yeah.
Liverpool 14 in 36 games.
Yeah.
Arsenal are interesting too because I don't know. Obviously, like everyone's a hindsight fucking merchant. Like once the league is lost, then everyone's like, oh, like fucking this. But like they've conceded 25 goals at home, which is like seventh worst in the league.
Yeah, that's terrible.
Yeah. 25 goals in 18 games at home.
Yeah, they're a little straw man in that regard.
Away defense has been second best in the league to City, but it's weird. Weird.
Interesting.
Quirk. Yeah.
Yeah, very interesting.
Jitterbug said, what differentials are going to pop off in double game week 37 and in game week 38? I need to catch my mini league leader.
Yeah, I think we kind of covered this one, right?
The only people we didn't mention are actually, speaking of Arsenal, on Arsenal. I mean, like, you could go for, like, a Trossard or something. Martinelli's in a fucking boot.
I don't know. With a double, I think it's just so hard to go anyone else.
Yeah, I guess the really, really desperation would be Chelsea this week and then someone else in game week 38. Yeah. Ultra desperation punt. Yeah. But I don't know. Personally, I'm hoping to go into game week 38 with two frees because it's going to be such a fuck fest. I mean, it's just going to be such a fuck fest. There's so few teams that'll be playing for anything, I think.
Yeah.
It's going to be like the best punts are going to be like Garnacho in 38 and Bobby Firmino in 38. Those are going to be the best punts. That's my prediction. Garnacho home full on, Bobby away Southampton, last Liverpool game.
Yeah, it's too far away to think about right now.
Yeah, just, you know, talking shop.
Yeah.
That's about it. Except we didn't mention Southampton and the sweet release of death. And we didn't mention Joachim Anderson punching someone in the face.
Dude, Anderson's a nightmare. He's an embarrassment, honestly. Like, he's an embarrassment. He's just a dirty player, and he's been doing this since we really kind of got him. He does these like kind of low key things. It's like not even dark arts. It's just he's just dark.
Dirty. There's nothing artistic about it. Just dark.
Like, all he does is whine. Like, he's the kind of player that'll like put his fucking finger up your actual asshole in a scrum or something.
Check. Oil check.
That's what he's about. I mean, if he was like a lineman in the NFL. He would be biting people in the fucking pile. It sucks. You know, I mean, it sucks to have someone like that who's like clearly on a long-term deal on the team you support that is just like, I hate this guy.
But yeah.
It is what, and he's like, he's important in how we play. But he's fucking scum. I hate him.
Yeah. Yeah. Right. Yeah, well, there it is. That's the Anderson thing. We got a new sign up. So we actually have an ass to slap.
So what about Southampton? What about Southampton?
Oh, Southampton, sweet release.
I'm interested to what do you think the bones to pick from this squad are going to look like? Because they have a lot of players.
Well, someone for sure is going to sign JWP. And I think that's the most obvious, you know, not even a question.
You think he's going to want to like back up top four or start mid table? Like, what do you imagine for him?
I think he'll want to start.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's also like not, I don't know. It's hard with a player like him to be like back up top four because I don't know whose style he fits really.
Western? Rice replacement?
He's not like, he doesn't do the defensive stuff. But they could spend the money on him for sure. Soup.
I mean, they kind of have two hybrid 6-8s. He could be more hating than 6-8.
Yeah,
like
I could see that. Yeah, I think he'll go to some mid-table-y thing.
Brighton, dude, Zerbi would know what to do with him.
They don't need him. They don't need the set pieces. And I don't know if he's a good enough, like, you know, just open play, like runner, passer, techer. You have to be like so technical to play for Brighton.
They're Isn't that not JWP? Like,
I don't know. I don't know if he has that. He's technical when the ball is not moving and no one is near him.
Yeah, I think that's a fit to me.
I don't know. I don't. So I don't think it's
you're
a fit.
Not saying anything. So where do you?
Yeah, just some mid-table team. I don't know. Like,
well, we're naming them, and you're saying no to them all. Like, what?
Yeah,
do you...
I mean, I am saying no to them all. I mean, I could. I guess he could go to like a Brentford, but they're not going to fork the money up to pay him.
Yeah,
he could go to your fucking team.
One of the conglomerate. No,
he could go to your team.
We're not going to pay that. We're not going to stump for that money.
Some team like Wolves.
Wolves, yeah. Lopetegui.
You know, if they sell a mid or two, he could come in, like, do
Newcastle
start every single game in their midfield for sure, take every set piece for Neves or whatever.
Newcastle could do.
Newcastle could do it. He could be a better long staff or something like that.
I guess it's difficult, too, with someone like him who's been playing on this fucking dog shit ass team with really bad players around him for so long. Like, what even is he? We don't know,
I don't know
necessarily.
I don't really know.
Yeah. Cause he was, remember when he played right back for every year? Like, he's like gone through the James Milner experience.
Yeah.
He's played every fucking position.
He's a really weird player.
Yeah.
And the other weird thing is like, he has to take every free kick for your team or you're not getting value for him.
Yeah, a million percent.
So, like, in a weird way, you want a team that, like, leans on set pieces and, like, draws lots of fouls.
I don't think
and, like,
that matters.
I kind of do.
No, I mean, what team does that anyway? We're like, where do we set? Well, they just take long throws and shit. Like, they're just stupid. But,
yeah,
like,
West
you know, what team
Brentford,
is like,
yeah.
Let's, you know, when we're in the box, let's try and win a corner instead of score. You know, I mean, I think,
I mean, dude, a lot of the fucking old school teams do that.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know. I think it'll be one
of the teams that have like an English manager or a new manager, and they'll be like, I could use a bit of JWP. Like, if Moyes stays,
what's his fee gonna look like?
I don't know. He's like 28. I mean, he's so many minutes in his legs. I mean, it shouldn't be high. And his contract is not
like 20.
He's definitely the highest paid player on the team. Like
20 now? Less?
Yeah.
Is it going to be
something,
one of those?
Something like 20, probably. Yeah. I mean, that would be great for Southampton, right? To get 20,
yeah.
I think.
Yeah. I mean, you could shoehorn him into Brenham with their, you know,
I think I like the West Ham shop. I think I like the West Ham shop.
Yeah,
I'll settle
fits.
On West Ham.
West Ham fits for sure.
Yeah, I mean, because like Cresswell's not really a part of their future at this point.
He
you could
can't
say.
Start. He can't start twice, and he can't start every week.
JWP will give them, you know, 3,400 minutes next season. Take all the corners. Take all the frees.
I think he's a good Rice replacement.
Yeah, I mean, he's decent. Definitely decent. Yeah. He's definitely worse, though. He's way worse.
Well, that's obvious. Yeah.
Yeah, he's way worse.
He's
so it's like a replacement, but your team's getting
a lot worse.
Dude,
this is also a team that fucking is finishing like 16th this year. Like,
that's
they
why
suck.
I'm saying, like, it's not so really good enough to have a way worse replacement, though. Like, they're going to sell Rice for 100 mil. It's like, you can do better than JW fucking.
And they, when they can buy fucking Scamacca's like-minded midfielder from Italy.
They need to get
dog
Moyes
shit
out.
For 50
they
mil?
Need to get Moyes
well,
out
that's
of there.
For sure. That's for sure. So what else on the Southampton squad do you think is going to then head out?
Well, definitely Bazunu is going to go to like a top four club. This guy can play.
He's going back to City.
Going to fucking Irish League.
Yeah. The biggest thing I want is I want KWP to Palace badly.
KWP is good.
I would kill people for that to happen.
But what about what's his fucking name who's been injured for the entire season who's actually their best player?
Livermento.
Livermento's their best player.
Yeah, he's among
he can play at like
players.
A very good
play,
team.
He could take Liverpool's right back spot and put Trent in midfield. That's where we need to get him.
I'm down. Sure.
Done.
He's so good. He's so sick. Good and he's 18.
Yeah, he's
so he's
phenomenal.
Their best asset by a very long stretch, I think.
You know, yeah. I can't believe he's been out all year. That sucks, yeah.
Yeah, Kyle's good. he'll go somewhere. He should go. So he should get the fuck out of there. He's not made for the championship, I don't think. He just wants to run and have freedom frolic. There's not that many others. I mean, like, Perot's okay attacking left back, but like,
well, I think Ketchup Man and Salisu are both purchasable center backs.
Purchasable, but depending on the fee.
They're both like 23.
I know, but they're like, if you're Southampton, you're trying everything in your power, I think, to hold on to them and come up with them.
I don't know what they can afford to do, though.
Yeah. Yeah, like, I mean, a lot of this depends on like if they have a clause in their contract.
I mean, I'm sure they all have like the 40% thing where they get paid less. Like, I mean, to me, it's like their center back pair next year is Lianco and like Bednarek. Like, they're
that's
a fucking
how you
mess.
Like, ensure that you're going to like stay in the championship.
Yeah, they should. I mean, they're a mess. I don't know. But what about, I mean, they have all of these other fucking midfield, like Kamal Dean. Like, they spent like 20
they have
plus
Lavia.
On him.
People like Lavia, you know, I mean, I just think basically their strategy was, we're going to get all of these young guys and, you know, hope that some of them turn into superstars, and none of them did. And some of them are good for their age, but they're still bad Premier League players. Like, Lavia is the perfect example. Like, he's really good for a 19-year-old, but he's a below average bad defensive midfielder in the Premier League.
Yeah.
So like, I just don't know what the market is for that. Like, to me, that's like, maybe a promoted team buys him, but otherwise, like, what's the market?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Backs up Paulinho or something? Like, I don't know. I don't like most of their team, is what I'm trying to say. Okay. But hopefully Feo goes to Arsenal. That'd be a cute story.
I mean, Adozie too is like the city kid. He didn't really get a good chance. He had like a little bit of a window. I feel like there are a lot. There's like, I mean, Orsic, they bought him for good money. I think he's actually good. He just
Orsic,
played 5 minutes.
Why didn't he play?
Good. I don't know. He's just been bombed out since he came. Maybe a bad attitude. I don't know. But they spent money on him. He was great in Champions League. He's a fucking good player.
Who's coming up? I don't even remember who's coming up. Championship
company,
table. Oh, yeah. Burnley, Sheffield, and then the playoffs.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. I could see a team actually buying Che.
Like, I could see any of
12
players being bought. You know,
really?
I think I'm a lot
higher than you
are.
I don't think it'll be that much.
I think it just depends on which players do they need to sell and which players can they afford to keep, because they have all these players in this like 20 to 24 age bracket who, like you said, I completely agree. Obviously, none of them took a step forward. It was just a complete disaster. But these were, you know, really highly scouted, talented, sought after kind of players that went for good money, you know, and it just, the fit didn't fit, right? I mean, even Onuachu, like Mara, Adozie, Kamal Dean, Maitland-Niles still has something about him. Aribo, I could see him playing, like Alcaraz, Lavia, Elyounoussi, Ward-Prowse. I mean, the center backs, Perot. Yeah, like you said, you know, Walker Peters. Like all of these players are better than the championship to me.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know if I agree. I mean, definitely some of them, but I think that like it wouldn't hurt for a lot of them to just have a year where they actually outclass the championship as like a developmental year.
But that's when they're at a bigger club being loaned out to Lincoln City. It's like, this is my career. Like, I hope to get out of the championship. Like, these are players that came from big money, top four teams in the Premier League, other abroad, like teams. Like, they don't do that. You know what I mean? Like, that's where it's like, to me, it's like it's backwards.
I'm trying to look at last season's.
Because like that's
relegated
like, right,
teams.
Like
so
that, right,
Burnley,
like,
Burnley sold Nathan Collins for $24 million. They sold Corne for $20 million. They sold McNeil for $17 million. Sold Pope for $11 million, and everyone else is free.
Yeah,
it was like Tarko out of contract, Ben Mee out of contract, Westwood,
and that's not
Wayne
what Southampton have.
Wout loan fee, but like basically a fucking free. So like that, and then they bought well, and they just like completely bossed the transfer. I mean, boss the championship. Norwich are, you know, they sell Lise Malou for $2 million, Todd for $1.7 million, and no one else. They have like some free transfers, like fucking Zimmerman and like some fucking shitters. But like they have like Rashica that they spent money on. They loan him to Galatasaray. Like he's still on their books. Like they just can't get rid of these guys that suck.
No, that's fair.
You know, they're Watford. Older, yeah, Watford it's sold different. Some guys. You know, they sold Dennis. They sold Kamara. They sold Cucho.
Yeah.
But like, I don't know. It's hard. I just don't know what the market is. I don't know who's buying the players that you think that they're going to buy.
Because I mean, like, to me, that it's like the promoted teams, you know, it's like the bottom six in the Premier League. Like to me, if I'm Palace and I'm looking at their list of players,
yeah,
who you I would buying? Take five.
Really? Who do you like?
JWP immediately.
Yeah, KWP Bella Ketchup, also.
Bella Ketchup, KWP, JWP. Give me a punt on one of the cheap mids. And like, yeah, Che. Che's better than any striker we have by a lot.
Yeah. Yeah, I do think like there's a market right for there. Che. There, yeah, know? I think there's a market for Che, yeah.
I mean, that's
but I think
easy.
That like beyond those players, I just don't know who gets sold. You know, I just really don't know. I just like Suleiman is cool, but like, I don't know. You know,
Alcaraz
has been scoring goals. I don't know.
This is the most interesting like team going down of like what happens to their squad than I maybe ever have been like.
Yeah, in a while.
Interested to, because like, you know, we usually see these teams go down. It's like, thank God you're going down. The entire, like Norwich, it's like your entire squad, like Burnley, it's like, who fucking gives a shit?
Yeah, Burnley's just like James all your old guys.
Yeah, it's like all these shitty ass fucking British players who suck ass. Like, who cares where they go? It doesn't matter. They all go to Everton. Great.
Yeah,
whatever.
Like Che's 26.
Yeah.
Like, he can still play decently for a lower third team and just like score 10 goals and be okay and not play that many minutes and like whatever.
Yeah.
It'll be a really interesting summer for them. For sure. Right. I wonder, and they need to find a manager too. They've been just managerless.
Aren't they going to just keep this fucking idiot?
How could they keep him?
Yeah.
They're so fucking pathetic and bad.
They're a mess. They're not going to be up for a while, I think.
I think
they're going to be down for a long
time. Oh, yeah. They have everything to like not be. Because again, like, we're talking about these young players that are maybe good and maybe cool. Like, they might just also not be good. And then Southampton are a train wreck in the championship.
Yeah. Yeah, I think that they're an actual a big time crisis
mode
of organizationally.
And they just get obliterated at home by Fulham.
Yeah.
Like they had five shots.
Yeah, it's bad.
And in their must win game or you're automatically relegated. Like they have no hope at all.
Yeah, it's bad. It's bad. It's bad. Yeah. All right.
Will be fun to watch. All right, let me slap Joe Jacobson Law's ass. New sign up. Get in there, baby. Slap thine ass. Good job by you. And that's a pod, brother. Any last words?
See you tomorrow.
Oh, see you tomorrow, dude. Check us out at fmlfield.com. Follow us on Twitter at fmlfield. sportsbeat.com/fmlfield. Subscribe, review, cheers.
Podcast Network.